Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 24th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI upscaling, facial recognition, efficient integration, book theft. AI upscaling. The television series College Fieber has made its way to Netflix in Germany with a notable feature, the use of AI for 4K upscaling. However, the results have been the subject of amusement among viewers and US media, as the AI introduced a range of visual artifacts and hallucinations reminiscent of early generation models. For a global media company like Netflix, this oversight is embarrassing. It seems evident that the final product wasn't thoroughly reviewed before release, as it falls short of the quality typically expected from digital restoration. Facial recognition. The European Commission has voiced strong criticism of a new Hungarian law that bans pride events and permits police to use biometric facial recognition systems to identify participants in LGBTIQ community parades. Thomas Regnier, a commission spokesperson, stated that the executive body is ready to take action to uphold EU laws and protect fundamental freedoms. The controversial amendments were passed by the Hungarian Parliament in Budapest as part of a child protection law proposed by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's Fidesz party. Opponents argue the law violates the right to peaceful assembly, the EU's AI regulation, and existing data protection rules. Laura Karoly, involved in negotiating the AI Act for the European Parliament, emphasized that using automated facial recognition in such law enforcement operations is prohibited. Even if Hungary claims national security or labels a pride parade a terrorist threat, this would still breach the AI Act. MEP Daniel Freund also criticized the new law, warning that allowing such measures to occur within an EU member state is reminiscent of practices in Russia or China. Efficient integration. Microsoft Research has unveiled a new method named Knowledge Base Augmented Language Models, or KBLAM, designed to more efficiently integrate external knowledge databases into language models. Unlike traditional methods that rely on separate retrieval modules, KBLAM uses a linear scaling approach. This method transforms knowledge into vector pairs and embeds these within the model's architecture using a unique rectangular attention structure. This enables dynamic retrieval of relevant knowledge elements during inference without modifying pre-trained language models. Currently, the code and datasets are available as open source on GitHub, supporting models like Meta's Llama 3 and Microsoft's Phi 3. KBLAM's architecture demonstrates a reduction in hallucinations, offering precise refusals to questions without available information from a knowledge base of around 200 entries. It's also more transparent than previous methods due to its ability to link knowledge with specific tokens. Further research is required before large-scale implementation is feasible. Book theft. Meta's AI models have caught global attention with their remarkably accurate answers and extensive knowledge. However, a storm is brewing for the tech giant behind Facebook and Instagram. Did Meta illegally use copyrighted books for AI training? This week, The Atlantic introduced a search engine that combs through library genesis files. The findings are startling. Over 7.5 million books and approximately 81 million academic articles were allegedly used by Meta for AI development, along with works from museums, architects, and artists. Internal documents reveal early employee doubts about the legality of this practice, yet it was approved by company leadership. Prominent authors like Sarah Silverman and Ta-Nehisi Coates have taken legal action against Meta, accusing it of unauthorized use of their books. A U.S. court is allowing the lawsuit to proceed, intensifying pressure on Meta. The company cites the fair use principle, but experts disagree on its applicability to systematic usage. If ruled against Meta, the tech industry and AI development could face significant changes. The outcome might redefine data sourcing for AI while respecting copyrights. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.